Just before the episode begins, here's a reminder that we are on a website called On Podium, where you can find all our episodes, you can find blogs, you can register to become a guest, you can write reviews, you can subscribe from there, including our videos, which go onto YouTube. You can even donate if you want to support us. And what's the address, Nick?
So it's 2-5-1.onpodium.co.
On to the episode. Hello and welcome to 251, two pianists, 5 minutes, one subject. And today we're going to be talking about, didn't you used to be Tom Scott? My name's Simon Whiteside.
And my name's Nick Tomlin, and this is 251.
So, Tom Scott, do you think he's still alive? And do you know who he is? Well, if you're a jazz musician listening to this podcast, you will probably definitely know who he is. But we're going to be talking today about jazz in the public eye and the necessity to be famous or not famous within the eyes of the jazz community. So just quickly, Tom Scott was the saxophone player famously on Taxi Driver on the Bernard Herrmann score, but also he played on loads of 70s theme tunes like Starsky and Hutch, and with many, many pop musicians. He was another kind of David Sanborn type figure, I guess. And we'll be talking about obituaries and recent deaths of people like Bill Holman and Pally Donaldson and indeed David Sanborn. So, Nick, what are your thoughts on what we're going to be talking about today?
Well, I think the whole subject really of jazz and fame is kind of interesting. So, you know, what is fame in a jazz context? You know, which is kind of, I think, what I understand, you know, the subject to be really is because it seems that there's kind of different standards depending, you know, I mean, so someone like, for example, I mean, you mentioned that David Sanborn, his death was mentioned on, I think, BBC Radio.
Yeah, he was on the Today programme.
Yeah, whereas, for example, Bill Holman almost certainly wasn't, you know.
And Pally Danielson definitely wasn't. And they're all recent, very recent deaths.
Yeah, so why was it that David Sanborn was mentioned and has a kind of a, you know, has more of a public perception than Bill Holman or Pally Danielson? You know? And yet, you know, in a way, David Sanborn isn't, you wouldn't necessarily say he was famous. I mean, he's...
No. Well, he was famous for a jazz musician, maybe.
For a jazz musician, yeah.
Although, interestingly enough, on this subject, a mutual friend of ours, when I said, you know, that David Sanborn had died, they quickly categorised him as a pop musician.
Mm. Mm.
So there is that thing of maybe he's too popular to be a jazz musician in that person's head.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas to me, we think we said this in our Is It Jazz episode.
Mm.
He is, because primarily he's
an
instrumentalist who solos over changes.
Yeah, yeah.
And, okay, the style, the setting of those changes are groovy or funky or pop-related styles, but then so was jazz when it was jazz first.
Mm. Mm.
So that's... Yeah, and I think you sometimes you get even jazz fans who have a very narrow definition of what is jazz, and therefore anyone who's well known like Jamie Cullum or whatever isn't a jazz musician because they're well known.
And
not,
I think
of the style.
Yeah, I mean I see it for. I mean I've been doing this George Shearing project, and I feel George Shearing is a victim of that to an extent, because he was hugely successful, and I still find, even amongst musicians, a slight kind of I don't know, suspicion of him in a way, you know, because of that, because he was massively successful. And there's something about, you know, if you are commercially successful, you can't really be a jazz musician, you know, and that still exists, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's true for Brubeck too, isn't it? Some people don't think
absolutely.
Of Brubeck. Or they'll focus on Paul Desmond because he was the more jazzy.
Yeah, yeah. It's a kind of snobbery, really, I guess.
Yeah, in a way, I guess it is. That quote, by the way, I can't remember who said it now, but it was on some chat show where someone said, oh yeah, recently someone came up to me and said, didn't you used to be Tommy Cooper or something like that? And the idea that your fame and your identity are very linked. And, you know, that's something that, you know, David Sanborn was a recognisable person, wasn't he, in terms of style and sound and as a jazz musician, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, we've touched on that, but maybe not gone that far. My name's Simon Whiteside. Goodbye.
My name's Nick Tomlin. Goodbye.